It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So here we are, Tuesday morning. We are 2 weeks away from the election. And I thought that would be giving people a little anxiety. I think that has people, the upcoming election has people feeling a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
But here's something else that people are dreading right now, as I'm reading this article this morning. The time change.
Oh, I forgot about that little thing, too.
So it says here, when we change the clocks every fall and spring, it takes us a while to adjust. But some people dread the experience before it even happens.
Why?
So according to this survey, 40% of Americans get the daylight saving scaries as much as 11 days. 11 days ahead of changing the clocks and as long as 13 days after. Why after?
What?
Why before? That's almost a month of your life.
I guess I would understand for the spring, but for the fall, it's spring forward, fall back. So, like, you're getting an extra hour of sleep, aren't you?
We're getting an extra hour. Why are...
Yeah, so why is anybody scared of that?
I have no idea, Alyssa. I have absolutely no idea. Daylight savings to me is one of those things where it feels like we talk about it every year. And there's people that complain about it. I don't really understand that part as much, but dreading it like is as much as 2 weeks before it actually happens, I don't get that at all.
Yeah, that seems like a waste.
Like if one of these presidential candidates were to say, I am eliminating daylight savings time or changing the clocks, we're just going to have one time year round. That's it. I think they'd get my vote. I really do.
You think so?
I think they would. I don't care what political party you're affiliated with. I think they would get my vote.
Let's just keep it the same time all right. The time. Why can't we just agree on that?
It's fascinating stuff to me, really. If daylight savings time really affects your life that much, we'd love to hear from you. 216-474-0104. It's the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Q104, thank you for being here. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, you've been married for what now? Almost a week and a half?
I know, yeah. I've been a wife since not this past Friday, but the one before.
Are you wearing your wedding ring right now?
No.
Uh-oh.
No.
Is there trouble in paradise?
No! I'm not a ring person, honestly. My engagement ring, which is the only ring that I have, we don't have wedding bands or anything. It's on our to-do list, but like... The engagement ring doesn't fit, so I don't put it on.
I only bring this up because there is another celebrity this morning that everyone is asking. Well, not everyone, of course, but they're asking, is this person's marriage in trouble? Because there's photographs with they're not wearing their wedding ring. This morning, it's Jessica Simpson.
Ah, Jessica.
And she's married to Eric Johnson. And now, so she posted these pictures on her Instagram. She's wearing these tall boots.
Yeah, I don't know women do that. Women do wear tall boots.
I cannot describe what she's wearing in this photo. Like, I'm looking at this photo. I don't know what she's wearing. But everybody's focusing in on
the
fact.
You want me to describe it?
It looks like she's wearing lingerie and a long coat. I don't know.
I'm intrigued.
But everyone's focusing in on the fact that she's not wearing a wedding ring. So I'm looking at the comments and is she single? What is going on with you? Give it up and spend more time with your husband.
Oh, these are the comments?
Yes.
Brutal.
Where's Eric?
No, like, that's a real question though. Like when you see somebody not wearing their ring and you know that they're married, do you assume that there is trouble?
No. I don't. That's what fascinates me about the whole thing is every time a celebrity steps out and they're not wearing their wedding ring.
It's like this huge deal.
The paparazzi always gravitates towards, oh, there must be something wrong in their marriage.
I'm like, maybe they just don't like rings. Maybe they have some allergies to silver.
Yeah. Paula does not wear her wedding ring often because she's afraid of damaging it, mm-hmm. she says.
Totally. Like I completely get that.
At work, sometimes there's boxes to pick up or mm-hmm. something like that, she says, and I totally get that. I always wear my wedding ring, but the only time that I ever really took it off was when I did yoga. I did hot yoga for a few years, and whenever I did, I don't know what the pose is called anymore. It's been too many years. But when you grab your ankles,
mm-hmm.
I would always my finger would always get pinched by my wedding ring.
Ah.
So I would take off my wedding ring before I went into yoga.
Or you just wanted to look single to everybody else in the hot yoga.
That is not true. I can't believe you would even suggest that.
No, I know it's not true.
And luckily there was no paparazzi standing outside because they would have taken, well, no.
No, you know, actually though, like a month after I got engaged, I actually had a coworker point out that I was like, cause I was like, I have something to tell you. And I was telling him that I was moving here. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh my God, don't tell me. You and Bryce are done. And I was like, what? He's like, you haven't been wearing your ring. I'm like, oh my God. Like, don't look at my hands. Don't worry about it.
Wow. And you got engaged in February.
Yes. And so the following month, like when I had found out that I got this job, I was like, oh my God, I have something to tell you. And he immediately was like, you guys are done. I was like, oh, it's been a month.
This friend jumped to the conclusion that you ended an engagement after a month?
Yes.
Wow.
Just as I wasn't wearing a freaking ring.
Wow, that's a good friend right there. Worried about you or doesn't know you very well at all.
Probably a mix of both.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Jelly Roll. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. I'm a little nervous right now.
I know. We got this big old wheel in here.
Whenever we try something new, I get nervous because I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know if people will like it, but we're going to give this a shot. It's called Hot Take Tuesday. So Alyssa's right. We have our big wheel back in here, this gigantic wheel.
I love this thing. We're going to spin it. We got a bunch of categories on it.
Yeah. So one of the producers in the hallway, they put this together. So they put a piece of paper on each section of the wheel. So mm-hmm. we're going to spin it and then where it lands, we're going to take that piece of paper and then read the hot take. So Alyssa and I don't even know what it is right now. We're going to have a hot take on something without even knowing what it is in advance. It's like an instant hot take.
I think we got this. I'm pretty opinionated.
Sometimes I need to think about things.
Well, you better be on your A game. Think fast.
All right. So let me get the big wheel. So we're going to spin this wheel of hot takes. All right. Wherever it lands, I'll just grab the paper.
Where's it gonna go?
Right, it looks like this one right here. So let me grab the paper. Breakfast cereal. Do you put the cereal in the bowl first, or do you put milk in the bowl first?
Is this even a question?
This is a question.
See, now cereal or milk first?
Now I'm thinking about it.
I feel like there's a clear answer here.
Yeah, I don't eat cereal as much as I used to, but you put the cereal in first.
Yes.
And then you put the milk in.
Exactly. You need to know how much cereal is going in before you can determine how much milk needs to soak it up.
216-474-0104. This might be the last Hot Take Tuesday that we ever do. I mean, can we really argue about that? We both agree on this, right?
Yeah, we both agree on this. But I feel like it would be criminal if one of us didn't.
Okay. We take out the bowl. The cereal goes in first, then the milk.
Yes.
There's no discussion here.
No contest.
But if anyone wants to argue with that, it's 216-474-0104. What's that? Wait, we should take this call? We should take this call right now. Okay, who is this? Hannah in Eastlake. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a hot take on this?
I do. I have a blisteringly hot take. I love you guys, but let's just to be completely clear, your answer to this is just, it's just so wrong.
It's
what?
Wrong. Okay.
I mean, I get it. Most people put the cereal in first, but think about it. It's just not the right way. If you pour the milk in before the cereal, your cereal stays crunchy for longer. Then you're going first, then you pour milk all over the top of it. It's going to be soggy in, what, like 5 minutes? And then if you're like my kids who put the cereal in first, you're probably pouring way too much milk over the top of it, which, of course, that argument ensues, and there I want to drink the milk. Milk is expensive. Hmm. So, yeah, milk first, then cereal.
You might be the only person I have ever heard in my life.
With logic?
With logic.
No, that puts milk before cereal. That feels criminal.
I will say this, Hannah. You have come to the show and you have stated your case very well. All good points by you.
And?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
And I still think you're wrong. I still put my cereal first.
Okay. If you want to be a cereal killer, that's fine. You know, I don't judge.
A cereal killer. I like what you did there.
Well, see, Hannah might have swayed me right now. I don't know what to think.
Are you serious?
216-474-0104. It's Hot Take Tuesday, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're trying out something new. Hot Take Tuesday. The hot take this morning that we pulled off the wheel, breakfast cereal. Do you put the cereal in the bowl first or do you put milk in the bowl first? And immediately, Alyssa and I are like, yeah, you put the cereal in and then you pour in the milk.
Feels like a no-brainer. I cannot believe. What was her name? Hannah?
Hannah called up and gave us the exact opposite.
That she puts milk first.
Right, and she gave us reasons why.
I never thought I'd be so upset about cereal.
She listed off like three reasons why you should put the milk in first, about how the cereal won't get soggy as fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle in Cleveland Heights, now you thought that Hannah made some good points?
Yes, I do. I'm not saying I totally agree with her. Like, I'm just going to switch it up, and that's what I'm going to do. However, when she started listing them off, I'm like, you know, that makes sense. I get it.
We're going to Marie in downtown Cleveland. Marie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to choose cereal first. Hannah did indeed have some great points, but nope. Cereal first. She's the cereal killer, not anyone else. You know, and I don't like a lot of milk. So therein lies the good point she made.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole different thing. Do you put in regular milk, whole milk, skim milk, almond milk?
Well, I'm with her, though. I don't put that much milk in my cereal. I like it to be a little crunchy. So I'm never worried about it getting soggy because I'm not putting that. I'm putting like a little dash of milk in. It's like the equivalent of how much orange juice you put into mimosas. It's not that much.
All right, we're gonna let Lisa from East Cleveland have the last word this morning. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you love your loaded cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh my God, yes.
How fast do you go through that?
I eat about a box a day.
A box a day?
Yes, a box a day.
Do you buy in bulk?
I usually get it from Amazon because I can get like four or five boxes and it's cheaper than getting it at Giant Eagle.
Gotcha.
You gotta be stocked up.
Yes.
Here's the key question for you.
Okay.
When you're about to eat your loaded cinnamon toast crunch, you bring out the bowl. What goes in the bowl first? The cinnamon toast crunch or the milk?
Cinnamon toast crunch.
Thank you.
And then the milk.
Yes.
Cereal first and then milk. What have I been saying?
Okay, Lisa, we think you're normal except for the eating a box a day part.
I mean, if there's any cereal to eat a box a day, though, loaded cinnamon toast crunch, that's some good stuff.
You've tried it?
Oh, yes. I love that stuff.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing.
It's so good.
I'm pretty sure I've had cinnamon toast crunch. What makes it loaded? What do they add to it?
It's got vanilla frosting on the inside of it.
Okay. Well, I'll look for a box, Lisa, unless there's some kind of a shortage right now on loaded cinnamon toast crunch because of you.
Yeah, I was just about to say, if it is, it's because I've already hit that store.
Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate you listening this morning.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Next on the Q Morning Show.
All right, moving on. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. 216-474-0104. I can't remember. Did you lose yesterday? You won yesterday.
I won yesterday. I lost on Friday, though.
And we have these tickets to see Simone Biles, the Gold Over America Tour at Rockin' Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday. So caller 14, 216-474-0104. Take on Alyssa. Go see Simone Biles on Sunday. The Q Morning Show.
Wake up. Wake up.
It's Bill and Alyssa. The Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Gigi in Old Brooklyn. You want to play today?
I do. I'm here with my daughter, and she really wants to see Simone Biles. We are screaming inside right now. We got this.
Gigi, we hope you can do it.
We got it.
I have three questions here for you, general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Right. Got it.
What is your daughter's name?
Alea.
All right, Gigi and Alea. Good luck. Here's question number one. This candy comes in a red or yellow package and is known for its chewy texture and fruity flavors like strawberry, orange, lemon, and lime. What is it?
Starburst.
Question two. McDonald's is known for its characters like Ronald McDonald and Grimace. What is the name of the McDonald's character known for trying to steal hamburgers?
Hamburglar.
And question three. You know Levi's jeans, right?
Yes.
What animal is on the Levi's logo?
A bear?
Gigi and Alea, you guys did wonderful.
Okay, we did what?
Two out of three. Take a deep breath, relax. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, please come back in the studio.
Okay, Alyssa is back in studio right now. Alyssa, meet Gigi and Alea.
Good morning, Gigi and Alea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They went 2 for 3 today.
Oh, very nice, you guys.
Thank you.
Alyssa needs 2 to tie, 3 to win. Let's go. This candy comes in a red or yellow package and is known for its chewy texture and fruity flavors like strawberry, orange, lemon, and lime. What is it?
Skittles? Starburst?
Starburst is correct.
Wait, hold.
What?
Lime?
Hey, man, I'm just reading the questions.
Lime?
I'm just reading the questions.
All right. Okay. I don't know about that, but okay.
You want to fact check Starburst?
I don't know who the manager is that I need to talk to, but that's incorrect.
Yeah. Alyssa is fact checking as we go. but I'm sorry, the answer is incorrect, so...
That's fine.
I've got a buzzer
there. That's fine. I'll take the buzzer. I'm just saying it's wrong.
Gigi and Alea still leading 2-0. Question 2. McDonald's is known for its characters like Ronald McDonald and Grimace. What is the name of the McDonald's character known for trying to steal hamburgers?
The Hamburglar. I love that guy.
So Alyssa needs this question to tie the game.
You don't got this, Alyssa.
I don't have it?
No.
Gigi, have some faith in me.
Alyssa, you are aware of Levi's jeans?
Yes.
What animal is on the Levi's logo?
Oh my gosh, a bear?
That was Gigi and Alea's guess as well, a bear. I'm sorry, it's a horse.
Oh.
Gigi and Alea, 2 points. Alyssa, 1 point. Guess who won Alyssa's College of Knowledge? They really want to go see Simone Biles.
She is dressing up as Simone for Halloween.
Oh, wow. My gosh, that's perfect. And then this Sunday... you get to see her live at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
These tickets went to the perfect winners here this morning.
My name is
Gigi and Alea.
And we just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we have controversy on the show yet again during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. My question, the answer was Starburst. That was the answer that we were looking for. But the question may have been worded in a way that was confusing.
Confusing? No. Wrong. It was wrong.
Have you fact-checked this?
Yes. So Bill, in Alyssa's College of Knowledge, just a couple minutes ago, asked a question like, what candy has red or yellow packaging and has flavors like strawberry? I don't even know what the other ones are. Lemon? orange and lime.
And lime.
And there is no lime in Starburst. I just posted proof to our Instagram story. I ran down to the little convenience store downstairs. I picked up a pack of Skittles and a pack of Starburst. There is no lime in that Starburst.
Did you research the history on this?
I did not.
Okay. So the question was worded, the original flavors of Starburst, which were strawberry, orange, lemon, and lime.
Wait, when was the original out?
So, according to this, according to the internets, according to Wikipedia, the Starburst lime flavor was replaced by cherry in the early 1980s.
Oh my God. No, because cherry's my favorite flavor. There's a reason that they make a pack of all of like the red and the pinks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the best ones. I've never in my life seen a lime Starburst.
I think the problem here is the wording of the question. That's what the problem was. Because, and it's on me. It's my fault. So sometimes when, like sometimes I'll have the answer to the question, but I don't know how to word it. So I will use ChatGPT.
Classic.
I will say, chat, I will type in, the trivia answer is Starburst. What is the question?
Mm.
And so it'll spit out. So it spit out that question.
So you and AI are both trying to sabotage me, is what you're telling me. This isn't a single person effort.
But here's the thing. It wasn't incorrect. One of the original flavors of Starburst was lime. But then again, how would you know that? Because that was, again, the flavor was replaced in the 1980s. So if I would have known that, if I would have been aware of that, because I don't know my Starburst. I'm not.
There's only four flavors.
Okay, but I'm not. I don't know that. And so I was relying on ChatGPT to be correct. And that's on me for thinking artificial intelligence is 100% correct because it's not.
I mean, I guess technically it was an original flavor. I've just never known a world where that right. is a Starburst flavor.
So if I would have known that lime wasn't a flavor anymore, I would have modernized the question with the updated flavors.
I like that you say anymore as if this just changed, as if this hasn't been a change that has been...
Since the 80s.
Yes, but since
But I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know.
Oh, Bill just letting ChatGPT do his job and this is the result. This is why you don't use ChatGPT for your homework, kids. Let this be your lesson.
I'll try to do better.
Hopefully AI tries to do better.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. The Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. All right. Let me prepare myself here. Because
are you ready?
I think whatever Alyssa is bringing to the table right now, I think it's designed to hurt me somehow.
It's going to make you feel old. And I know this.
Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit, because we have a text chain going, you and I. Uh-huh. So I do kind of know how you text.
Right.
And I know that you use this, but there is a text phrase that is probably really showing your age when you use it.
Really?
Yes.
What would that be?
It's surprising to me, too, because if it makes you feel any better, I use it frequently.
Okay.
LOL. Apparently... That is now a telltale sign that you're old. I was just reading that this morning. If you still use LOL in your text messages, I guess that's just like immediately you're ancient, you're elderly.
So you are referring to the fact that I used LOL in a text exchange twice yesterday on two separate occasions.
Perhaps. Maybe.
Yeah, okay, I do it. I do it. And not only do I use LOL, I will say LOL.
I do that too, though. I say it out loud.
Use it in my everyday vernacular.
Yeah, I was reading this study that came out. I don't know how scientific it really is, but apparently, haha, hee hee, and a combination of emojis have mm-hmm. replaced the use of LOL.
Okay, so when you type in LOL, like say I'm texting someone, I'm sorry, I just got distracted. I just received a text as I'm trying to read through my text. Don't text me during the show. What are you doing? I lost my train of thought.
Choo-choo. Yeah, it's gone.
Just receiving, looking at my phone and receiving that text made me lose my train of thought.
Who cares about LOL? That's how you know.
Oh, okay. So when you type in LOL, the emoji pops up, right?
Yeah, but you really don't want to use that one.
You don't want to use the laughing emoji.
No, if you want Gen Z to make fun of you way more than they would for using LOL, use the laughing face emoji with like the crying tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't use that.
Don't use that.
No.
But what should I be doing? What should I be using?
The correct emoji to use now if you're trying to be hip and cool is the skeleton. It's supposed to be like, I'm dead. That's so funny. Apparently, also, Gen Z are just typing a bunch of letters in comment sections, and that's how you know that they think something's funny.
I don't like the skeleton.
Why?
I just don't.
Oh, I think it's fun. I don't ever use the skeleton otherwise.
Sometimes I will send 3 crying emojis. 3 laughing crying emojis.
Your sons are definitely making fun of you. I just need you to know that.
Okay, well then, let's get to what Alyssa said on the air yesterday. That when she said it, I didn't know what to do. I was like a deer in headlights. I was stunned that she said it. And I thought it was really, really bad. It turns out it wasn't that bad.
I don't even know what it was. You have me very concerned.
I'll tell you coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104. Bill and Alyssa. So late in the show yesterday. In fact, we were wrapping up the show. We were ready to leave this studio and go about our day. And Alyssa said a particular phrase on the show. And I wish we had the audio for it, but it was when we were wrapping up the show. We don't actually record that part. So I you're just going to have to take my word for it. Do you remember the context of how you said it? Because here's what she said. She said, you used the phrase balls to the wall.
I did. And I don't remember what I was talking about.
You don't even know the context of what you were saying?
I don't know.
She was just saying, blah, 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 and I got to go balls to the wall today. And when Alyssa said it, and again, we're wrapping up the show. We're like 30 seconds away from ending the show. And I'm just like, what did she just say? And I was stunned. I was like, I don't even know what to do.
Like, I can't believe you. Have you never heard this phrase before?
I don't
balls to the wall?
I think I have. But so here's what I did. I tried not to panic, and I Googled it. So balls to the wall is an informal idiom that means to put in maximum effort or power.
Mm-hmm.
You could use it as an adjective, such as I gave a balls to the wall effort. So the origin of this phrase, it originated in military aviation during World War II and the Vietnam War. So you're using a phrase from World War II.
I feel so studious. I feel like way smarter now.
In everyday conversation, you're using a phrase from the 1940s, just so you know. Pilots would use it to describe the position of the engine control levers, which are often topped with ball-shaped grips called balls. Pushing the balls forward increases the amount of fuel going to the engines and results in the highest possible speed.
Going balls to the wall.
Right. So why did I think that was bad? I thought about it, and I think I have the answer. It's because of Lil Jon and the Ying Yang Twins. The song...
Stop it.
Get Low. To the window!
To the wall!
Right.
We'll stop it there.
I can't even say the rest. I can't even play the rest of that.
You want to know what is so crazy? That song instantly reminds me of high school dances.
So I think that I now associate, though, walls and balls together, and it's because of that. It's because of this song right here. Yes. That's what I thought you were referencing yesterday.
I kind of wish I was now. But no, I was just referencing some World War II era lingo.
Of course. Of course that's what you're referencing.
This is my casual day-to-day, Bill. I'm sorry. Try to keep up.
We have good vibes on the way at 8:55, and then another chance to win some Cedar Point Hollow Weekends tickets coming up after 9 this morning.
Up early in the morning, morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up.
Wake up. Q Morning Show on Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Sarah, we hear you have a good vibe.
Yes. So my almost 18-month-old daughter started saying some words this weekend.
Oh.
It was only mama and daddy that day before. Uh-huh. But this past weekend, her vocabulary seemed expanded. And her new words are daco and api, pumpkin.
What is daco?
That's to pick up or give me a hug in Japanese.
Oh, okay. And what were the other words?
Happy. She says something like api.
Mm-hmm.
And pumpkin. We went pumpkin patch this past weekend.
What is your daughter's name?
This is Umi.
Umi. What language is Umi learning to speak?
So it's a mix of Japanese and English and some Korean words, hopefully, because I speak Japanese at home and my husband speaks English and Korean.
Oh, my goodness. I have trouble speaking just the one language.
Yeah, I can barely do that.
Poor Umi. Later in life, Umi's going to be like, Mom and Dad, what the heck? I had to learn 3 languages at one time?
Nah, she's going to have like a party trick for the rest of her life. She can just like whip out talking Japanese, Korean at the function. Oh, yeah, she's going to be cool.
Yeah, hope so. That's our hope. To be, you know, bilingual at least, and then hopefully trilingual or more.
Well, Sarah, these are wonderful vibes, and these are fun moments. So I hope you continue to enjoy them.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing that with us as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
216-474-0104. We love to hear your good vibes. The Q Morning Show, Q104.